Hello. Welcome to this Search SOA podcast. My name is Michael Meehan. I'm the editor at searchsoa.com. And today I'm speaking with David McFarland, COO at NexaWeb, Inc. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Nice to speak to you again, Michael.
Oh, great. Great always talking to you. And today we're going to be talking about SOA, composite applications, and data integration. So let me dive right in and ask David, what are you finding the issues are in creating these sort of, you know, eye-popping composite apps that NexaWeb is trying to help people create and getting the proper data to them, basically making the data as composite as the application? I'm curious to see what you're finding at the ground implementation level on this matter.
Well, it's an interesting point. There are really two classes of challenges that organizations face in bringing together these what many people call information workplaces, or workspaces rather. And those challenges are firstly technical and secondly are organizational. So let's start with some of the technical challenges. From a technical point of view, the issues are that for any one of us to do our job well, it's very rare that we're going to actually be able to source all the information and all the intelligence that we need to do that from one single location, from one single application. So there's a need to be able to bring information together from multiple different systems and to bring that together in a way that is semantically correct, to ensure that you are integrating information in a way that is meaningful as opposed to meaningless in that process. So the technical challenges are broad in terms of accessing information from legacy systems, from web services, from XML data sources, from relational databases, from a multitude of different types and different levels of latency of that information. And then being able to bring that information together and integrate it in a way that's semantically correct, and then finally present that in a visually engaging and valuable way to the end user is part of the technical challenge. But the organizational challenge can be just as difficult. And the organizational challenge is that quite often, even though the technology may exist that would allow you to bring that information together from multiple different applications, the organizational barriers are such that you don't have the ability to be able to reach that core source of data that you need to provide this intelligence. So quite often in the solutions that we deliver, what we have to do is, if you like, follow the stovepipe all the way up to the UI and allow the user to bring the UI or elements of that UI into their workspace and then integrate at the UI level and at the event level of the application so that you're actually pulling information sort of up and down the stovepipe of that application as opposed to sourcing it from the original data source itself. And you really have to have a capability that can address both of those issues in order to be able to deliver solutions efficiently to the end user.
Let me ask you about the technical end of that problem. In that, do you find that what you're trying to do with NexaWeb, the software you've got, tends to work better if there's a capable data services layer in place? Or are you finding that you as a vendor, when you're sort of brought in on a job, respond to an RFP, sort of have to go in and say to people, okay, this is how you're going to use our tool, but here's how you're going to have to feed it to a certain degree. You know, it almost that you have to provide a care and feeding manual for the new pet.
Right. Well, certainly, we really do focus on the UI consumption layer. We're not a metadata management vendor. And as such, our customers typically have addressed a large part of their data integration issues as a part of their enterprise architecture. And then we're working off of that. Or we address it as a part of the overall project scope. So it really splits into those two camps. But what we do is that we make it very easy to be able to source that information and to be able to perform simple and basic transformations as part of building out that UI layer so that we can minimize the amount of data integration work that needs to be done.
And on the organizational side of it, you mentioned event-driven in there, and I'm curious to find out how much event-driven services you see people building at this moment. If you could put a rough estimate on it, you know, one-third, a quarter, you know, a very small amount.
Well, it's we actually see quite a lot because of the nature of many of our customers are in the financial services sector, therefore a lot of our applications deal with a lot of event-driven services and a lot of low latency information. So a great and typical example would be, say, the foreign exchange trading platforms that we've deployed, or the algorithmic trading platforms that we've deployed, where we are basically driving the UI in real time in a streaming fashion off of event information that is being sourced from both internal and external sources. So we're typically bringing information from market information vendors like Reuters, for instance, and mixing that with the bank's own back-end systems and using that information to actually drive the trading platform as a UI across HTTP, across the internet. So a lot of event-driven activity in that respect. The other thing that we're seeing a lot of is the need to be able to provide event-level integration. And what that means in these concepts that are, you know, popularly being called mashups, where you're bringing together a series of different elements of applications and integrating them at the UI. Part of what we do in that instance is that we actually integrate them at an event level in the UI. So in simplistic terms, even though each one of these applications is entirely discrete in its own right, as you navigate around any one of those applications, as you click within the UI paradigm of any one of those applications, that can be synchronized across all the other applications, or can initiate other events or other transactions in any one of the applications. So, if I'm looking at information that is, say, in a mapping metaphor, say Google Maps, and I'm also looking at that same information in a complex three-dimensional network analysis tool. Maybe I'm also looking at associated information in a table with a bunch of ancillary sources of information from multiple RSS feeds, and what I'm describing is an actual application that we built for some of our public sector customers. Then what you need to be able to do is you want to be able to have all of those events synchronized. So when a major event occurs, you want all of those applications to respond to that event instantaneously and automatically. But at the same time, you want to be able to have all of those applications respond to a UI event intelligently. So if I click on any one element in any one of the application panes, then all the other elements will respond according to how we've programmed them to respond.
And let me ask you real quick about the information you need to be as composite and agile as you need to be for these services. I ask this specifically because of late we've seen a lot of large vendors in the software space buy up standalone business intelligence players, and it seems like, we don't know yet because we obviously haven't seen what their integrated products will look like, but it seems like there's going to be a big drive to try and get sort of real-time business intelligence so that they can take advantage of the sort of paradigms you're talking about. Do you see that as being essential to the sort of agility that you're trying to create in these composite applications?
Yes, frankly, we do. And you know, quite often people miss the true value when one talks about a rich user interface. You know, when we talk about a rich user interface, we tend to think of graphical metaphors, you know, drag and drop, very colorful pop-up widgets and menus. Those are all critical parts of this new Web 2.0 experience, and they make applications much more useful and engaging for users. But it's only a part of the equation. What really makes the application rich is the ability to be able to provide real-time information and intelligence to that user in the real estate, in the context of the activity that they're engaged in. So it's the ability to be able to right-click on one item that is part of a functional transaction and then see information populated in real time from other applications or from other sources, all of which is going to provide greater awareness, situational awareness, and greater intelligence for that user. Now, the important part here for us as a technology is to empower that capability, such as to empower the innovation that it can drive. And so it's not just about simply providing a construct against traditional sources of real-time information and intelligence. Yes, we want to do that, but we want to give our users an environment to be able to quickly and easily add additional information driven by their innovation, where that information is available to them either through our technology or just generally over the web through web services or RSS feeds.
And on the technological side, do you find that your users are using a lot more REST, or are you starting to take advantage of REST constructs? You'd mentioned HTTP earlier, and whenever I hear HTTP these days, I have little REST antennas that pop out of my head. It's embarrassing, but it's true. So I'm curious as to whether or not that's become a technology that's become important to you and what you're doing with composite apps.
Well, we're certainly seeing, you know, a lot more REST and a lot more SOAP deployments, as SOA infrastructures become, ever more prevalent within the enterprise. But I think it would be a mistake to, you know, to overly focus on that. Exciting those propositions are. One has to remember that by far and large, the vast amount of data and intelligence and information in corporate America today is in legacy systems. So there really is a need to be able to successfully engage those systems and in order to be able to extract that information in a timely fashion.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time with us today, David. As always, it's been a pleasure. And once again, this has been our podcast on SOA Composite Applications and Data Integration. I've been speaking with David McFarland, COO at Nexa Web Inc. Thank you again, David.